Hello, Saturn Society. Welcome to this week's, even though this week is almost done, but welcome to the first fucking week of 2023, guys. Capricorn season, we in the thick of it. You're a Capricorn queen, JK. But me, I am 26 now. My birthday was 2 days ago. So we really in my season, guys. Huzzah, we in a new year. I am very excited. I missed you guys. Yes, I was MIA last week because it was the holidays and a bitch's birthday was around the corner and she needed some time to herself. And I'm still taking out time for myself, but that's beside the point. I'm happy to be back. I'm ready to get into this week's astrology and some cards. I really enjoyed the cards I pulled. They went in. So let's get right into it. So I'm recording this on the 4th and you guys will probably hear this on the 5th. So yes, a lot of days have passed in the week. But you know, so a lot of the energy, a lot of the stuff that will come up that I'm talking about, transits will still resonate because a lot of energy, it can be felt, you know, days before and after certain transits. So it doesn't even matter. So on the 2nd, which was my birthday, moon day, we had a lot going on that day, actually. A lot went on. You know, the first major transit of the day was Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, sextile in Neptune in Pisces. So that energy definitely manifested in a way of very creative, imaginative kind of energy. You know, this is a time where people were maybe taking time. A lot of people may have had the day off, one, because New Year's Day was observed on the 2nd for a lot of businesses and companies and stuff. So a lot of people have days off. So you kind of, this was a great day. That's a great transit to kind of get out of your routine in this way and kind of like, you know, get into some escapism, you know, with that Mercury retrograde as well. Retrogrades are always good for rest, for review, readjustment, recharge. So I felt like that transit was nice for people to kind of take it easy, take a break. Like, odd enough for me, my birthday, I was out and about, very busy compared to my other birthdays, but I'm having natal Mercury retrograde. So honestly, during this time, I probably feel a little bit more at ease compared to maybe other people, since this is my territory. Ain't nothing different. I'm quite familiar. But for other people, this was probably a great time to really get out of your routine, get some rest, you know, get into your imagination, participate in some form of art, which could be music, you know, poetry. This is a time where people could be really connecting to like your emotions, you know, connecting to your environment and like creating something beautiful with that, or participating in like the beauty of music and art and all that types of stuff. I just think it was a time to really be creative. Another major transit of the week on that day happened on another major transit. See, I was just talking about I'm at ease with Mercury retrograde, but my tongue gets tied times 20 whenever Mercury is in retrograde. It's ridiculous, but please bear with me. But the Sun squared Chiron on that day, which really gave a day that I feel like manifested in a really self-reflective way. You know, the day after New Year's, you know, it goes with New Year's resolution. It's natural to be reflecting on the year that just passed, but I feel like there could be you kind of having a time to look at your personal growth or see how far you have grown, see who the person you have become in the last year, where you are right now compared to where you were before. I compared a lot of my birthday of, you know, this birthday this year to a lot of what happened last year. It was like the complete opposite. And like talking to people about it, I'm like, there was a lot of growth even from myself and, you know, just feeling better than how I felt before. And that's just my own personal story. There could be people in a different spot, you know, still kind of seeing maybe being in the same spot and reflecting on maybe there's something that needs to be changed, you know, maybe some adjusting that needs to be happening in the year, Or like I said, you could be at a point where you are just reflecting and seeing maybe, like I said, what you need to do or where maybe you, where you want to be at by next year. So it's just a very kind of reflective time, and you could be, you know, reflecting on things that may have triggered you, like Chiron is, you know, revolves around like a wound, and Chiron being an Aries, a wound dealing with yourself and your self-identity. So, you know, you could just be reflecting on what needs to be done to continue, either if you're doing the right thing, to continue the work you've been doing, or also find ways to, you know, feel the feelings that you're feeling, reflect on them, but finding a way to be productive and finding ways to actually work towards your goals in this new year. And with this 11th degree, I've been studying with this Chiron energy is like being comfortable with your own journey, being comfortable in your own skin, being comfortable with, you know, realizing a lot of things that you go through may be very unique to yourself, and that is okay. So, you know, so a lot of that energy could have possibly came up. Another major transit of that day was Venus moving into Aquarius. So Venus moving into Aquarius, definitely, you know, Venus is a planet that focuses on, you know, romance, values, self-esteem, you know, money, relationships. So there's a shift now moving towards, we're still, Aquarius energy, Uranus energy is still, you know, Saturn energy. It's co-ruled in traditional astrology, is co-ruled by Saturn. So we're still dealing with Saturn energy, but in a different way. You know, Aquarius is an air sign. So we are now focused when it comes to romance, love, relationships. We're focused on the intellectual side of it. We're focusing on validating yourself. Realizing, like I was kind of saying earlier, with the Chiron energy, with it being an 11th degree and an Aquarius degree, there's this needing of validating yourself, you know, when it comes to your love, when it comes to relationships, being comfortable and knowing that, you know, your path, the path that you may be on when it comes to like love in relationships is very unique. It may be a path that's less traveled, that's very unconventional. So we're focusing on situations like that, you know. We're focusing on, during this time, you know, new possibilities, new opportunities in love. And that's why I'm focusing a lot of people may be looking to other people to compare how they do things. And during this time, it's not the best time to do that. This is a time to learn what is best for yourself. And along the way, you will find yourself connecting with a community that shares the same values as you. Because I do feel like with the Venus and Aquarius energy, there it may be a lot of things that come up with wanting to belong, you know, belonging. But like what needs to be focused on during this time is focusing on what your desires and your, you know, your dreams, what you want out of life. And it could be love, what you want out of love, what you want out of your relationships. How you want to, like, you know, fund yourself when it comes to like your gains, like what are you doing, like what you may be doing to gain that money might be not something like a career that's conventional. It could be something that's very unique to you in your own path, and there's a need to learn how to be comfortable with that and being comfortable and trusting the universe plans. There could be a lot of things when it comes to relationships, a lot of separation, you know, gaining back your own, you know, taking back certain power that you may have given to others. Like Aquarius energy is really kind of breaking away from the norm, you know, stepping up from authority. Like with Capricorns, even though I do feel like Capricorns know how to stand up towards authority, Capricorn energy is more naturally working with authority and working with the system. When Aquarius is more like fuck the system and more like finding a way to break the system, go against it. But the thing about Aquarius energy that's different than Capricorn energy is Aquarius is fixed. So sometimes even knowing that things should be a certain way, or they may be preaching a certain thing, it may be hard for them to actually, you know, let go or break free. And sometimes it's just sudden random situations that will force the inevitable to happen, which forces them to change. Even though, like I said, Aquarius energy may be sounding like they're progressive, ready for change, because they are at their core, but at times they are dealt with fears and doubts that may hold them back from actually, you know, going after what is right and what is best for themselves, and validating themselves and kind of doing what maybe the crowd is telling them to do, being influenced when they could be their own, you know, be who they are, their, be themselves, and see how much more they could genuinely influence people in a good way. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. So Venus in Aquarius during the rest of this Capricorn season, I feel like this is gonna be an energy where people are really breaking old foundations, breaking old habits in a way that, yes, you're having, because Uranus is still retrograde currently, so there's a lot of need to go inwards to break certain things, break certain patterns, break free from certain things that are holding you back, and that requires a lot of courage and, you know, standing in your true self and being comfortable in your own skin. So this, I feel like this Capricorn season, when it comes to relationships, love, your business, all that stuff, you are working towards building a new foundation by finding ways to regain power, finding ways to be comfortable with being your true and authentic self, you know, really breaking down what isn't serving you and building, having the chance to really be able to, you know, make sure the certain inevitable, you can beat it before it happens, you know, by preparing and, you know, protecting yourself, especially your energy, like spiritual, emotional energy during this Capricorn season. So yeah, hope this makes sense. But yeah, the next major transit of the week is Venus Aquarius sextile Jupiter and Aries. So Venus first stop is with Aries and Jupiter. Jupiter is, we already talked about it last time, or did Jupiter move into, no, I think Jupiter moved into Aries the week before last. So as we start the new year, we are starting off with, you know, a new Jupiter cycle. So, you know, Jupiter's only at the first degree and it's, you know, interacting with Venus. So it's really, there's a lot of opportunities in the, you know, in the new year in general, but like in this, you know, month, this, when it comes to the season, there's a lot of opportunities when it comes to relationships, when it comes to businesses, when it comes to leadership, when it comes to, you know, new experiences. You know, this is a time to partake in certain like courses that can help you. You know, this is a time where there's a lot of opportunities for you to possibly get into a certain relationship that may be serving you, that, you know, it's authentic to who you are, you know, that is something you're actually, you know, I have a great sensing, is maybe because it's Capricorn season, there's a lot of situations that may have had a chance in the past but didn't work out, but coincidentally certain things may be happening again and it's working out in a way that is more positive, because I feel like now you are able to see things in a more clear way. I would still tread lightly because Mercury is in retrograde, but like someone really did a really great advice saying, one astrologer said, with Mercury retrograde, this is not a time to be fearful when it comes to like telling people, telling you, oh, you don't make, you know, certain dumb decisions, don't make impulsive decisions. Yeah, certain impulsive decisions, if you thought about something during the Mercury retrograde time and trying to do it during that time, that's a no-go. But if you've been thinking about something, if something has been relevant for a long, long time been coming in and out, or not in and out of your life, but like something has been an ongoing topic for months, making a decision during a Mercury retrograde or doing something during a Mercury retrograde won't be as drastic as making a random impulsive decision during a Mercury retrograde. If something has been thought about, you know, for some time, emphasis on time, because during Capricorn season, time is really key when it comes to, you know, making decisions. Divine timing is at play, especially during Mercury retrograde times. Mercury retrogrades kind of can feel very like faded and very destined, especially when it comes to certain relationships. So I feel like a lot of, you know, a lot of possibilities and opportunities are around for people, but there's this need for, you know, adjusting. There's this need for effort to actually make these opportunities, you know, worthwhile. You know, they can be there, but then you don't actually put the work in to get it or really reap the benefits. Because I've been saying and preaching when it came to Jupiter, you know, before. Now Jupiter's finally in Aries. Last year it went into Pisces before it finally moved into Aries for good. And I felt like this year a lot of things could have came to people, but maybe the opportunities didn't work out because, you know, you were maybe moving too overly confident. You know, you were very impulsive. You maybe didn't have the right amount of knowledge for it to be successful. You know, the list is endless. But I do feel like with Jupiter moving back into Pisces, you had a time to heal, had a time to forgive yourself, have a time to, you know, be compassionate when working towards certain things, had a time to end closer in cycles before moving to, you know, when it came to, like, let's say mindset, before you're moving into this new era. You know, Jupiter's moving into this new phase, and now I feel like with that Jupiter in Pisces time again, it gave us this confidence, this true confidence, this in ourselves to be courageous, to really work towards our goals, to really see things for what it is, all the good things, like you have more concrete confidence, like, you know, more, what's the word, there's a better word, like, I don't know. But these opportunities now, they are more obtainable, is all I'm trying to say. And there's no time like the present to get it. Like, this is not time to let fear and all that hold you back from what is right here. But a lot of people, what's holding them back is the need for effort. But when effort is put, a lot of these things are guaranteed. And a lot of things I need to change too, because there's a lot of like abundance that comes with this transit. It's the mindset, which is very on brand for Venus being in Aquarius, which is all about the intellect, which is really big when it comes to these values now. It's like, you know, what, you know, when it comes to like your mindset and being open-minded, which, like I said, Aquarius love to be like, I am so open-minded and progressive, but sometimes can think that they are smarter than the next gal, think they are, you know, or, you know, thinking they know better than other people, thinking they're smarter than other people, and close themselves off a little bit because they don't want to be like, you know, that, like, they don't belong, or like they are not, you know, they don't, like, I don't know. But this is a time to not let your mindset limit you, because I feel like a lot of opportunities that may have came up earlier last year, you may have missed them because of the limits, the self-limitations or other limits that are just been put on to you. And that could be limiting your abundance because of, like, mindset. Because Jupiter is big, like I said, on your mindset and your perspective. And perspective is very much so important when it comes to, you know, a lot of things manifesting for you during this time in this year. The next major transit of the week is the Sun, Capricorn Sun, trining Uranus in retrograde. So this manifests in a very expect the unexpected way. But expect the unexpected, but a lot of the things that may be coming is stuff that you may have sensed or was kind of like inevitable. With Uranus, or inevitable, because the work that needed to be done, the stuff that you may have needed to be done, you knowingly did not do. So a certain situation may come to you suddenly and abruptly, but if certain work was done before, it wouldn't be that way. Does that make sense? That's how I kind of see it. This energy can feel tricky and kind of out of nowhere, and I do feel like it can manifest a lot too with information. A lot of information may be coming up that may be surprising. You know, when we have a trine, it's like easy flowing energy, so a lot of things are flowing energy. Like there's a lot of electricity, there's a lot of things that could be shocking, you know, and could, you know, shake the table, if you will. But a lot of the things that are shaking the table have been sensed or kind of seen, or there was a chance to maybe, you know, prevent it if certain things were, let's say, certain things were changed, or, you know, how, you know, I don't know. Because like I said, when it comes to Aquarius, they like to be, you know, Aquarius energy likes to be progressive because they are progressive people. But at the same time, fear change because, you know, it's losing control. It's, you know, when it comes to mindset, wanting to feel like they, you know, are very powerful when it comes to their mind. So sharing that with others can be what's intimidating. So there's this kind of need to really push a lot of pride to the side. You know, focusing, yes, there's a need to focus on the self and focus on others, but making sure there is like a, what's the word, a balance. So basically, if there's anything that was a little bit off balance, something may manifest in a way to kind of shake the table to show that there is this need for change, and the change isn't going to wait for you, you know? So yeah, but yeah. So what's next? Next major transit of the week is a full moon. Full moon, like, we're gonna start the first week off of January with a full moon. The Cancer full moon at that, at 16 degrees, a Cancer degree. So very, very emotional. Capricorn energy, Cancer energy, very emotional, okay? Capricorn energy, they may have a hard time expressing the emotions, but they are there, guys. Please, I'm tired of hearing it. We all know the Capricorns is there, and a lot of it is going to be, this is going to be a big emotional release, I feel like, with this full moon. This full moon is trining, is it trining or sextiling? It's sextiling. No. Boom. It's sex trining Uranus, which is giving this, you know, element of surprise, shocking, you know, needing to break free, or giving you this energy that will help you easily break free from certain mindsets, break free from certain limitations, you know, really work through certain fears and things like that. But it's also conjuncting Mercury, which is giving you the time to kind of review, readjust, you know, giving you the information. I really do feel like this full moon, that's why it's going to be a really emotional one, maybe a one that hits close to home, but via information. Like with this full moon conjuncting Mercury, I feel like, you know, you might be hearing something that could be shocking, could have been a secret, or like, so maybe there was a secret that was being held off, and then, you know, gossip may have brought it up, so that's why it was like inevitable to be that was gonna be brought up. But there could be like a big emotional response. But I feel like this full moon is really big on recognizing the work that possibly still needs to be done when it comes to like yourself and relationships. I wrote some notes for this full moon. Let me get to them. Yes, so some of the notes that I had down for this full moon, I said this is a great time for recognizing the need to let go of certain emotional burdens. And I feel like a lot of the emotional burdens are our own doing. So there's this, or even like a lot of it too is dealing with family too, like, and that's why I'm like, your own doing, like, I feel like there's this need to understand boundaries during this time, understand, you know, there may be some guilt being attached to certain, you know, certain things, reason why you might, you know, feel like you are obligated to do certain things because of someone's your family member and stuff like that. So there's this need to recognize how you might be putting yourselves in toxic situations and understanding, like, the power that you actually do have. A big note I have is regain personal power. Like, realizing you don't have to do certain things because you may feel like you, you know, that's, you are a son, like, you have to deal with your dad, that's your dad, or that's your grandma, or, like, that's your boss, or no, fuck that. You know, like, there's this need to realize how much emotional sacrifices you've been taking and how that's been affecting you. And I feel like with this Mercury retrograde, there's gonna be a lot of things that, you know, it's been going on for some time, okay? And I feel like this may be a time, you know, there may be situations that happened in the past and you know, it's reoccurring. This is a time where you could possibly put an end to certain cycles that are just not fucking serving you no more. And I feel like this full moon, and this is manifesting in a mundane way and a personal way. A lot of things that are just not serving, let's say the system, the country, I feel like at a point, this full moon's going to manifest in a way like there's a need to work at what isn't serving us and recognize how it's certain things are emotional burdens to us, or how certain the way of life and how it affects society, how it's an emotional burden to them. Like, yeah, basically enough is enough type shit. It's time to take back power. I feel like on a personal level, there is this maybe there's a hesitation to really, you know, a lot of people maybe realize that they're stuck in their ways, and they know that they're stuck in their ways, but there's this fear of changing. A lot of people may be doubting the work they have done, like feeling like maybe one, not feeling enough, you know, doubting that, you know, they have the courage to do certain things to break free, or feeling like, you know, a lot of people may be dealing with a lot of stuff, dealing with, like, security, you know, having a hard time breaking free from situations because of the security that a situation, even though it's toxic, it brings them the security. There's a lot of work that you guys have done from the past year, and you have, can't doubt it. You guys are ready to break free. And I feel like I said, this full moon is going to give you that, you know, help you recognize that you are, and like, there's going to be a lot of, I think that's why I'm bringing up a lot of family stuff, because there's a lot of stuff revolving childhood and inner child healing when it comes to this full moon. So I'm thinking as well, there's a lot of reflection on maybe seeing why you're at the space that you are at, and a lot of things that are happening again, and it seems so deja vu, or like, you know, it's happened before, but it's happening for a reason to be dealt with, to work on now, and you actually have the resources, knowledge, skills, confidence, all that stuff to actually tackle what needs to be tackled. You know, you might be holding yourself back from, you know, doing what needs to be done. This is a time to focus on working on relationships if you can, putting time and care into relationships. There could definitely be disruptions when it comes to family relations. This is a time to focus on your spiritual needs. You know, emotional and spiritual needs are, you know, top during this time. I feel like I read a lot of stuff and study a lot of stuff when it comes to Capricorns, and that's why people think, oh, Capricorns are only focused on making money and this and that. Of Capricorn or earth signs specifically that are focused on producing, like they want to produce, like, you know, that's why a lot of earth signs, you know, resonate with material things, because it's showing the work they have done to gain those things. But earth signs, especially Capricorns, there's this need to focus on your emotional gains, spiritual gains, just as much as your worldly material gains, to actually feel genuinely satisfied. That's a problem with a lot of with Capricorn placements, Capricorn energy, not feeling satisfied because just material things aren't enough. There's more to be genuinely fulfilled. So there's this need to also focus on spiritual needs. Your spiritual needs during this time, and not to neglect that. And I feel like a lot is going to be shown during this time of if your needs are being neglected. Specifically, like I said, spiritual and emotional. Focusing on material gains won't be satisfying. You might find yourself maintaining old unhealthy habits when it comes to your fear, having limitations, and worry and doubt holding you back. So there's this need to work through certain habits that are not serving you. You have outgrown them. I generally feel like you have outgrown them. A lot of Aquarius and Capricorn energy is dealing with maturing. Like, you know that you have matured, but even working, getting into a better space can be scary sometimes for some people, and it's understandable because it's new territory. But there's just this need to genuinely want better for yourself, you know? And that can be hard, but I do feel like this full moon is definitely bringing a light, on that, putting a spotlight on the work that either has been done or needs to be done or is continuing being done. So yeah. What else is there to say? I know there's two other major transits of the week interacting with Mercury. So Mercury has it's a busy week for Mercury is what I'm trying to say. Mercury's having a busy first week of the year is what I was trying to say. So the next major transit, Mercury is conjuncting Capricorn. I kind of talked about that with the full moon, but when it happens on that Saturn day the 7th, that will definitely manifest as a time that is very, communication may be big, very important. A lot of maybe responsibilities may be highlighted. It could be a very busy day. Mercury deals with the day-to-day, but maybe this is a time also with Mercury being in retrograde, obviously, being smart with your decisions, being responsible with your decisions. That's why I said earlier, like, I'm not gonna sit here and say don't do fucking shit until Mercury moves direct. That's impossible. We have lives to live. But it's like, this is a time to be responsible, be mature with your decision making, be easy with yourself, giving yourself grace. Like, this is a time to be flexible, even with that Sun trine Uranus energy with this week. It manifests in ways of, like, going with the flow, expecting the unexpected, being okay with breaking your routine. Mercury is a planet that deals with routine, so there may be some readjusting, reviewing with your routine, with something that you may have had scheduled, Not really putting too much pressure on yourself, because that's Capricorn energy. You're putting pressure based on certain expectations you're putting on yourself. This is a time to kind of just go with the flow. Don't let certain authority figures have you bent. It's okay. Let it breathe. Like I said, it can be a very emotional weekend with the full moon. Still, the energy still being about. So it's just like, give your space, give yourself the emotional space, but find a way to also grab yourself up by the bootstraps and readjust and keep going, So yeah. Another major transit, the last major transit of the week, is Mercury retrograde trining Uranus in retrograde. Oh my god, I am so sorry burping in y'all's ear like that. I hope y'all didn't hear me. God, Mercury retrograde said, I'm gonna get your ass while you do this. But I'm sorry. it's basically the stuff I was talking about earlier with kind of like being comfortable with and flexible with your routine. And, you know, this is a time to also, when it comes to communicating with others, like I said, being smart with what you're communicating. This could be a time where if you're not finding a way to, let's say, control certain emotions, it could manifest in certain verbal outbursts that can, you know, that were inevitable because you weren't doing the work to maybe work through certain situations. So this is a time I do feel like you going inward can help a lot when it comes to control and power and things like that. But this is a time to, if you do communicate, if you do find a way, you know, to work, needing to work through certain challenges, is to take your time, be mindful, you know, if you're texting, review what you're saying. You know, yeah, this is not the time, I would say, to be like really, really impulsive, you know. Anyway, so yeah, that's the astrology of the week. I did rap, but you know, gotta give y'all what y'all was here for. So let me get into these cards real quick. I pulled, oh my god, did I not pull how to handle this week's energy? What? I forgot to do how to handle this week's energy, but I just pulled, so we back. Let's get into the cards real quick. I've been holding y'all hostage, but we almost done. First card I pulled from my numerology deck asking the theme of the week, overall theme of the week, and it is abundance. Kind of what we talked about in our, you know, earlier, but I wanted to read what the book said for y'all because I enjoyed. This card indicates a need to adopt an attitude of abundance in order to attract it into your life. By drawing this card, you're being encouraged to recognize the numerous opportunities in front of you, for the universe is bountiful and there is plenty to go around. Since you attract what you believe, you must improve your perception of the world. Replace your thoughts of scarcity, competition, and shortage with feelings of abundance, prosperity, and hope. The universe has an infinite supply of love, health, wealth, and wisdom. Therefore, a greedy, competitive mindset only prevents abundance from flowing. At this time, you must recognize and address any limiting beliefs that are blocking this flow. Perhaps you were brought up to believe that money doesn't grow on trees, or maybe you aren't convinced you deserve to be happy, successful, and prosperous. When you change your perception, you change the circumstances of your life. Share what you can with others, because that's enough. There's enough for everyone. And that is very Venus in Aquarius, okay? That's a very humanitarian sign, Aquarius, wanting to share the wealth. This is definitely a time, if you got it, share it, please. Please. Be grateful for what you already have and know there's plenty more to come. When you believe that the universe is abundant, you can make your dreams come true, period. So yeah, very, very good sign for the week. The second card I pulled from my Signs of the Times deck asking for the theme for the full moon in Cancer on the 6th was disruption. The card talks about, you know, this card isn't just talking about, you know, expect the unexpected, but embracing it. The unknown and anticipated caused many to fear the worst, but that's not always the case. This is a card of events happening suddenly and out of the blue. A single sentence can reveal information that changes everything. Or you could turn around and have a life-altering experience right on the sidewalk or in your kitchen. These moments are a shock to the system, whether positive or negative. Since you can't plan for surprises by definition, this card is a lesson in an unpredictable nature of life. So some other themes can be shocking change, an act of God, enlightenment, unpredictability, which is very on brand for Aquarius energy. Like I said, Uranus is trining this full moon, so there is some Uranian energy that will be easy flowing. So a lot of things that can cause a lot of emotional outbursts. So like they said, a shock to the system can be positive, can be negative, but something to not let, you know, worry, you know, to let it worry you, basically. I pulled from my energy deck asking for the energy of this week, and I got adjacent possibilities. I cannot read. Adjacent possibilities. I do feel like the energy of this week with time, well, not with time, the theme is a lot of renewal and hope, like renewal with the retrograde energy, but, you know, perspective is very much so key. And I do feel like energy wise a lot of people may be realizing they're finding their ways, themselves being thrown off their paths, you know, they're not, you know, certain unhealthy habits may be holding you back from having hope, having the chance to renew yourself, because a lot of the opportunities and possibilities are right in front of a lot of people's faces. I'm going to read what the card says. The adjacent possibilities card is, you know, reversed, is warning you to be careful not to miss an unknown opportunity because you're too focused on your agenda, which is also very, very, very Aquarius energy fixed. That's like why I always say, you know, Aquarius are very progressive, want change, but at the same time, this book said it very perfectly about being married to a certain agenda, to a certain mindset, to a certain process, a certain something, you know. Yeah, this is not the time. Anyway, it is also asking you to turn inward with a willingness to shake up your own unhealthy patterns and inner habits. The power of your life force moves through you deeply, through your deeply held habits, projecting your energy out into the universe and calling back your results. In this way, your ongoing thoughts and beliefs are really your defining moments. And in every next moment, you have another energetic choice. So it's time to decide. Are you going to let worry and self-doubt define you, or are you going to step into the ever-present adjacent possibility of optimism, trust, and self-love? No matter how stuck you feel, you always have options in the thousands of choices you make every day. A big theme of the Sag season that we've all, you know, passed last season was options and recognizing our options, and recognizing even choosing yourself is an option, you know. And I do feel like this full moon is showing that a lot, that, you know, that may be something that could be hard for some. But yes, I pulled lastly from my mermaid deck asking how to handle this week's energy, and the card I pulled, lo and behold, is light. So the light card represents hope. If you see them, you could see the mermaid in this picture. She's looking to the horizon, looking at this lighthouse with light there, you know, just that's representing the hope, representing the opportunities, the blessings, all that is there. You know, there can't be light without darkness too. You know, that's very big with this energy, that sometimes you got to go through some shakeup to have the table to be shaken for you to really see the light at the horizon type shit. So at the end of the horizon type shit. But I do think a lot of what needs to help others when it comes to renewal and hope is self-love. That is something. And also there's gonna be a lot of focusing on friendship. Aquarius is assigned focused on friends. So there, you don't be surprised if there's a lot of focus on platonic friendship, platonic love, especially with Venus moving into Aquarius, you know, focusing on your values when it comes to friends, you know, setting, maybe possibly having new opportunities to meet new friends, you know. But there's this need to have, you know, put some effort in to have that happen, to meet, you know, those people that help you, you know, feel like you belong and stuff like that. There's the need to know that you belong in a space before the other people can come. I don't know if that makes sense for some. Like, knowing that you belong, knowing who you are, being true to yourself and authentic and all that. So, oops, all 4-4-4. Yeah. I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your week. I can't wait to talk to you again next week. And have a great full moon. Bye.